837, 40 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Sunny, as I just mentioned. I just noticed looking out that it is sunny and beautiful. And not as cold as it has been with 40 already. Chris Renwick is here, our WJR senior news analyst, taking a look at some pretty good information and helpful news regarding Ford and ADT. I'm all ears, Chris, just like Prince Charles.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, look, we've got security systems for our homes, not only to protect our families inside, but to protect our largest asset, which is our actual home, from things like vandalism. Now, one of the big three is partnering with a security company to protect another one of our assets, our vehicles. Ford is partnering with ADT Security to form a new company called Canopy. They're an anti-theft technology venture aimed at securing your vehicle to prevent theft or damage. The first round of protection will be available for truck or van owners who use their vehicle for business purposes, and the second round will expand to SUV and car owners. The anti-theft tech will be available starting early next year. It'll be sold at, as an accessory through Ford and other places like big box retailers and Amazon. Canopy says it'll detect credible threats using installed camera hardware, AI, and a mobile smartphone app that alerts vehicle owners with the capability of alerting police. Think of it kind of like one of those Ring doorbells for your car, except this uses ADT's monitoring platform with live agents and is available through a subscription service. This accessory will be in addition to the vehicle and won't be able to tie into the vehicle's already existing camera systems. Users will be able to control the system, monitor video via live stream, and get alert threats through the smartphone app. And because this is a subscription-based model, there will be different levels of security that will be available to car owners. And this new joint venture with the Blue Oval will bring Canopy to Detroit too, Paul. They'll hold offices in London in addition to here in Detroit, making the United States and the UK their first markets for the tech. And the new venture means more jobs. Christian Moran, the interim CEO of Canopy, says they'll kick things off with a team of about 30 or 40 people, but that's expected to grow rapidly over the next few years. So more good news for our area. But Paul, once again, an American automaker coming up with another unique idea to add on to our vehicles to give us a little extra peace of mind in protecting our wheels.
I love that. It's obvious I love Ford. I've always liked ADT. I've used them for some security things over the years. But I want to make sure I heard you correctly. Did you say this system will or will not tie in to the cameras that we've become used to now on all of our vehicles, you know, for backing up, for seeing all that stuff, for all the side situations, blind spots, all that? Did you say it will be or won't be able to tie into the cameras that are already on our vehicles?
They will not be able to tie in to the camera system. So those are a totally separate system that's built into the functionality of the car, where this is more of an addition. So I think what the idea here is, you're able to equip your car with the proper equipment that ADT sees fit and that Canopy will develop. But this is an addition and won't be able to be tied into the rest of the vehicle systems.
All right. I wanted to get that clear. And the other question is, you certainly remember when car alarms first came out.
Sure.
And boy, when one would go off, everyone would turn, we'd look, we'd see, what's somebody doing? Is somebody trying to steal that car? Are they breaking into that car? Unfortunately, it got to a point where car alarms went off so often, people stopped looking.
Right.
The alarm would go off and they go, oh, that's annoying. Boy, I wish that somebody turned that alarm off, for God's sakes. Which really didn't help a lot anymore. I mean, it will discourage when an alarm goes off, but some of the professionals just keep working and within seconds get in the car and get away. Did you say that this ADT Ford system from the new company, the venture called Canopy, will be monitored, actively monitored, just like if you had ADT security in your house?
So that is one of the cool things I think that Ford made the decision to partner with ADT here? Because ADT, being a security company, they already have a lot of the infrastructure here in terms of having live agents available. So if the alarm is triggered and it looks like somebody's trying to do something nefarious to your vehicle or get inside when they shouldn't be, you'll actually have live agents there to then alert you via your app that comes with the system. And you'll be able to actually, Paul, you could be in Aruba on vacation and your car could be in your driveway being vandalized. You can actually call the police right from the app.
Can you do me a favor? Can you set that up? Can we experiment with that? I'll make the sacrifice and go to Aruba.
All right. And I'll be the nefarious carjacker. And I'll try to get into your whip. I think that's a good idea. So that's kind of the idea. So the infrastructure there for the security, it comes with ADT. ADT is going to bring that to the table. And I think this is just another bit of peace of mind that people can have when you know, cars are expensive. They're not a cheap thing. And so you talk about the need for upkeep. You're talking about the need to keeping those vehicles in pristine condition. And part of that is keeping them safe from people who want to do you harm, being going inside and stealing things or busting a window, whatever it is. And so this is, I think, a really interesting step. The demand, I'm not sure. I think the demand could be higher in more densely populated areas.
Yeah.
But I think that there will certainly be a market for this.
And I hope they eventually get to an accessory that handles carjacking so that when the carjacker rips open your car door, something happens and they blow up.
Right.
I think that would be really helpful.
Like the side mirror is on a spring and it'll just hit them in the stomach and hopefully deter them.
Well, I was hoping for a little more damage, but I'll take the spring loaded.
It's 8:43, mirror. Paul. You know, we gotta.
Yeah, but I've been doing this for hours, so I can get right to it. I sometimes wish I had a bazooka in my car, but that's another story. Thanks for your help. Always a pleasure, Chris.
You got it, Paulie.
Chris Renwick, WJR Senior News Analyst. Good news from Ford and ADT, forming a joint venture called Canopy Anti-Theft Technology, kind of like a doorbell camera for your vehicle. Way to go, guys and gals.